WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new day and a new week in the final couple days of the year. Hope that your day is starting off well. Hope that your Christmas was well and your weekend as well. That's a lot of wells. Well, let me move on from that then. It is a little misty and foggy out today. The rain has currently tapered off a little bit, but we're going to get more, 43 degrees. So it's not, you know, it's not slippery. So there's that. If you have to, you know, walk down a steep driveway and you didn't necessarily shovel or salt correctly, you should be okay. There shouldn't be a lot of black ice on the road. And I was going to shovel. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I left the house yesterday for a little bit. And I said, I should move some of this because it's just going to make a big slushy mess. And then I said, you know what? Not worth it. I ended up moving a couple shovelfuls. And it was so wet and heavy. I think I tweaked my back, but I was just like, yeah, I'm going to let the rain handle this. And then as I was laying in bed last night, falling asleep and hearing that rain coming down, I said, there we go. So again, if you are heading out this morning, hopefully you don't have to. Hopefully you're in an off time, little vacation time to end the year. But if not, you should be okay out there. Just take it slow because it is a little foggy. This morning, it's just you and I. New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo is not going to be joining us this Monday. He let me know last week that he probably wouldn't come in today, but that he does definitely plan on coming in next Monday for his final appearance as the council president. So on that, we'll just kind of do an overall look back on the year and certainly take your phone calls with him at 508-996-0500. You can call me today at that number. But I did send a text out to Ward 6 Councilor Ryan Pereira, said, hey, you know, don't mean to jump the gun here, but if the rumors are true, love to have you come on. On a weekly basis, I have not heard back yet. I don't know if that's just, you know, it doesn't want to acknowledge that yet because it's not official yet. But it may, you know, it may take a few weeks to get all that ironed out. You know, so if you know, the new council president is named on the 6th, 5th, 6th, 6th. Anyway. Next week, it may be a week or two before we're able to get whoever that person is to come in. And I talked with Chris McCarthy about it. You know, he is willing to take on that interview if that's the time that works for whoever the council president is. But his preference and mine is that it remains on this program. Because I think we've established a good balance. And I think also, you know, it can put the host in a awkward position to have to be the person to host the council president and the mayor when there's disputes that are going on. But again, you know, we'll leave it up to whoever the council president is based on their schedule because we want to make sure that no matter what, we can keep that access going for you. So how was your Christmas? Mine was good. It was quiet. Christmas Eve, even though we were off here, I still had a whole bunch of work I had to do. So I woke up in the morning, did a bunch of that. It was nice to not have to wake up super early. I had a haircut appointment, so I got up and went to that. Had Christmas Eve dinner with my son. Christmas Day, met up with the rest of the family. And then just basically relax. I had a doctor's appointment on Friday because as I was heading to my haircut on Christmas Eve, they called and said, you know, can you come in Friday? And I said, okay, I guess this is pretty serious. So met with the doctor on Friday morning. And it was determined that, yes, definitely, my gallbladder's coming out. So should get a call this week to let me know when that'll be. And it'll just be out for a couple of days on that. You know, between the doctor telling me about it and all of the folks that I know who have had it done telling me about it, you know, I'll be in and out of the hospital within the day. And then within a day or two should be able to, you know, for what my job is. And I may not be able to sit at my desk for extended periods of time for a couple of days, but I can certainly come in here and do the show or do the show from home one way or the other. But I probably will need a day or two to recover first. Yeah, from what I hear, it's some of the other stuff. It's not so much the incisions and all that stuff. It's getting used to the first couple of days of there being no gallbladder. And that might mean, you know, frequent trips to the bathroom. So being on the air for 3 hours doesn't lend itself well to that situation. And also, I guess the gas that they pump into you can be pretty painful on the shoulder area. So rather not, you know, be on the air if I'm dealing with that and be like, ah, and then have to swear. So. But it'll probably be, you know, usually, what, it's like a month or so out that they schedule you. I need time to stop taking my weight loss medicine before the surgery and everything. So it's going to be a few weeks, I'm sure. But this week we are here today and tomorrow. And then we'll be off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday again. And I know, I saw some of the comments. People calling us lazy. Outside of being in the hospital back in February for a morning, and then being, I took Halloween off, but I did the show. But other than that, I've taken no time off at all this year. Outside of, you know, doctor's appointments or being out sick, Chris McCarthy's taking no time off. Barry's used every one of his vacation days, and he still is. He's going to be out today and tomorrow. Brian will be in for him. Brian will not be on at night. I don't know if he's formally made that announcement yet, so I won't step on him, but yes, he's not going to be on tonight. And even today, Chris McCarthy is out. He's got an appointment, so Ken Pittman will be in for Chris. So yeah, we'll have a few more days off, and then we'll be back to regular schedule next week, at least until I have to take a couple days off for the surgery. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails available on the WBSM app. We have the final few days of the year here. And I know I said I don't like to make resolutions myself. But certainly we can take yours. A lot of people like to call into the radio with their resolution. They feel like that gives them some sort of accountability. But one of the things that I've seen a lot of people saying is that they're happy that the year is over and that it's a fresh start. And do you feel that way on New Year's Day? Do you feel like, oh, it's a brand new year, a brand new chance at everything? I don't really feel that way. I don't really feel any differently on January 1st than I do on December 31st. Well, I guess it depends on how much I drink the night before, which won't be anything this year. Got to lay off of it for now. But I think, you know, a lot of folks look at it as just a mental reset more than anything. A way to change your mindset. And one of the things that I've seen, and this has been, you know, an ongoing change that a lot of folks have made, but certainly they're vocalizing it, even if it's in written form on social media. But they're pushing this idea more and more this week that, or at least, you know, the last couple of days, that in 2026, their plan is to not worry about things that they can't control. And I think that is a significant paradigm shift for a lot of people. You know, to get worked up, to get upset about things is kind of in a lot of folks' DNA. I'm guilty of it. I get upset about things that I can't control. And every time I get overwhelmed by those kind of things, I say, what am I doing? Why am I worked up about something that I can't do anything about? And I have friends and coworkers who will remind me of that and instill. So while I don't make resolutions, I can get on board with that plan of trying to focus on that for 2026. I just don't think it's going to, I don't think it'll last for me. But maybe you can have better success with it. Another thing that I've seen a lot of folks saying that they have planned for 2026 is they're going to stop getting into, you know, online squabbles. And I would love to say the same myself, but unfortunately, you know, my job lends itself to getting into online squabbles. Sometimes I need to drive that discourse online in order to bring it on air. I need to try to get people to the point where I can say to them, you know, you make interesting points. Now bring that to the radio. So I don't think it's maybe, I don't think avoiding it altogether is the plan. I think changing the mindset of how you handle it is important. And certainly don't dwell on it. That's the biggest thing that we have an issue with, is we dwell on this stuff. And I think if I was going to make a resolution, that would be a good one for me to make. Don't dwell on things. Let it be over with, and, you know, don't ignore it, but don't let it take over. But again, I'm not going to make any resolutions, so these are just guidelines that I will keep ahead of me. See, I'm looking at the TV right now, and they're saying the same thing. You know, to control the things you can control, and don't worry about the things you can't control. I think that's probably a lot of people's resolution. And then it doesn't last. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I'm going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll get the news with Mike and then more with you.
The Arctic weather is back for most of the country. Nancy Pelosi reflects on her career and an extra ball drop this year.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Trump says leaders of both Russia and Ukraine want to make a deal to end the war. Trump made the comment alongside Volodymyr Zelensky ahead of their meeting at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach. The talks come as Ukraine's capital came under assault by Russian drone strikes that have killed at least two people and injured about 20 others. More dangerously cold weather is coming to the Midwest and Northeast.
Forecasters say another Arctic cold front will be dipping into the central U.S. this week, causing temperatures to plunge from Des Moines to Boston starting Monday and lake effect snow in the Great Lakes area. Daytime highs will be in the 20s and 30s throughout the region through New Year's Day, with highs in the single digits in the upper Midwest. The extreme cold will be a radical shift from the spring-like weather across the region on Christmas week. I'm Jim Forbes.
One pilot is dead, another critically injured in South Jersey after their helicopters collided in midair. It happened just before 11:30 on Sunday, 2 miles from the Hamilton Municipal Airport. That's about 35 miles southeast of Philadelphia. Social media footage that's been going viral shows a chopper spinning down into a wooded area near Basin Road and the White Horse Pike, with one erupting in flames. The FAA said that there were no passengers on board. The NTSB will lead the investigation into what happened. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she wants to be remembered for helping pass the Affordable Care Act.
Pelosi told ABC's This Week the legislation is a key part of making sure Americans have health coverage.
I think that it was just made a big change in terms of what working families need for their health and their financial health. We'll continue to have that fight.
Pelosi, the first and only woman to serve as Speaker of the House, announced last month she would not be running for re-election. The 85-year-old has been in politics for nearly four decades, representing her San Francisco-based district. I'm Lisa Carton.
France is mourning the death of legendary actress Brigitte Bardot. At the age of 91, French President Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to Bardot, saying she embodied a life of freedom. In a social media post, Macron wrote, "Her films, her voice, her dazzling glory, her initials, her sorrows, and her generous passion for animals will be remembered." Macron added, "We mourn a legend of the century." In his post, Macron acknowledges Bardot's face, which became the Marianne, the symbol of the French Republic. Bardot died yesterday. A second New Year's Eve ball drop is scheduled in Times Square, New York's crossroads to the world, to usher in 2026.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
It'll be held in Times Square at 12:04 a.m. after the first ball drop and the playing of Auld Lang Syne. The 12,000-pound crystal ball will rise again, lit in red, white, and blue, followed by a patriotic confetti drop to mark the founding of America in 1776. It's a preview of what's to come for the America 250 celebration. There'll be a second Times Square ball drop on July 3rd, the first time in 120 years, at a time other than New Year's Eve. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
The Patriots crushed the Jets 42-10 yesterday. Drake May with five touchdowns. The Portland Trail Blazers over the Celtics last night, 114-108. And the Bees are in Calgary with the Flames tonight at 9.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Lots of clouds and showers today, 50. Down to 26 tonight, chilly and breezy. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 29. Cloudy, light snow likely on Wednesday, 30. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
say since you came into my life. You found a way to touch my soul, and I'm never, ever, ever gonna let it go.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And nice performance by the Patriots yesterday, huh? I mean, people are going to look at that and say, yeah, well, look at how bad the Jets were in that game. But still, you have to take a look at it and say, what a performance by Drake May. What a performance by, you know, the next man up. With so many injuries, testing the Patriots' depth. And, you know, the final score of 42-10, but it wasn't even that close. In fact, I was kind of upset that the Jets even got those 10 points. I was like, I really wanted the defense to pitch a shutout for that game. But, hey, the Patriots are AFC East champs. Not that they're going to celebrate it, you know. Mike Vrabel is of the same mindset of Bill Belichick of, you know, the Super Bowl is the goal. But it's still nice that it happened, especially that it happened really because not only did the Patriots do what they were supposed to do, but the Bills, at least they made it interesting. When I saw the score was 13-0, I was like, all right. Thanks, Eagles. But then seeing what happened, you know, I was out and then I got back and watched the rest of that game and I said, oh, how do you not close out a game like that? And it wasn't just that the Bills played better. It's just the Eagles weren't trying to close it out. But anyway, the Bills still couldn't get that 2-point conversion at the end. Could have played for the tie. I'm sure people in Buffalo were second guessing that today, but I, you know, listen, you play to win the game, right? Herm Edwards, right? You play to win the game. But I think that the, right? Was that, oh, anyway. I think that there's certainly going to be now intrigue in this final week of the regular season. Can the Patriots be the top seed? Should they be the top seed? Should they get a bye? Or would you rather have them have the easiest playoff opponent that they can have first to kind of be a little more battle-tested? I don't know. I just look at it like this. Nobody expected this to be like this in year one of the Vrabel era. So it's all playing with house money. But if you are someone who, you know, lives and dies by every Patriots win or loss, well, this has been a pretty good year for you. I can kind of look at things big picture. I guess that comes from years about writing of the team, you know, writing about the team. And it was always about, well, what does this win mean? What does this loss mean? It was always about finding, you know, the bigger storyline. So maybe that allows me to see bigger picture stuff. You know, I didn't really write necessarily about the nuts and bolts. I didn't write what we call gamers. I did early on. But there was a movement you know, later on in sports writing to get away from that. You know, like, we can get the gamer from the AP. And when the Patriots were as good as they had ever been, everybody was watching the game. So nobody really needed to read a gamer. They knew what happened. It was more about finding those other stories around it. And even in high school sports writing, you know, we tried to do the same thing. Find the story within the game. It's not just about the, you know, here's what happened first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, or here's all the scoring plays or whatever it may be. It's about finding that bigger story. Because that's what makes somebody who doesn't care about, you know, a Ponequit football or Fairhaven volleyball or Dartmouth basketball read the story. But I think that you've got a mindset now from the last couple of years of we're just going to enjoy however far it goes. You know, it's kind of like the same thing with the Celtics this year. People aren't getting too wrapped up in the wins or the losses, although Celtics have been doing pretty well. But they're more excited for the development that's happening of the supporting cast that'll be around Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum when Tatum returns from his injury. And if you've got a team, if this team can make the play, if this Celtics team can make the playoffs, as constituted, and they might make a move before the trade deadline, but if they can make it to the playoffs and get around, you know, be competitive in that first round, and then Tatum comes back, they're instantly going to be favored to win the championship. At least one of the top teams favored. So anyway, that's my little sports segment. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. One of the interesting things over the holiday break is I was talking with the doctor that I met up with about the you know, because obviously if I'm going to have surgery, they have me take a week off beforehand of taking my weight loss medicine. And, you know, he was talking about how it was working and if I'm happy with it and everything. And I noticed that there's a notice hanging up in all of the South Coast Health, at least, this is the same surgery, the same offices where you meet with somebody for bariatric surgery. And so they have the notices up about how starting January 1st, a lot of insurance companies are not covering these weight loss drugs anymore. The Wegovy, the Zepbound, you know, the weight loss versions of these drugs. And that they need you, if you are someone who takes it for weight loss purposes and it's covered by your insurance, they have a web page set up and they need you to send letters to your insurance company asking them to continue to cover this because they don't want people to just stop taking it. That would be hugely negative. You have to at least wean yourself off. So they're talking about, you know, you write to your insurance company and write letters to the federal government and all these different things. But there is expected to be at least 6 new weight loss drugs that hit the market in 2026. And some in the early part of 2026. And so that while the one that you're on right now might not get covered, these other ones may. And really what's going to be the difference is the pill form. Because it's going to be much, much cheaper to produce and therefore the cost will be much cheaper. But the question that I had, and the doctors didn't, you know, the doctor didn't really know the answer to this. And I'm sure they have an opinion on it, but they don't want to give it, is, does the insurance company want you to lose the weight? Does the insurance company want you to not have, A, the health problems that are associated with being overweight, or B, you know, the health problems that you might get from losing weight? For example, you know, gallstones is something that can happen when you lose a significant amount of weight. Seems like we've traced mine back to before, though. There was a time years ago, we're talking like 2018, I think, 2019, where we did this hot wing challenge here. And I ate six hot wings. That was it, six hot wings, each of various different spice levels. And when I was done, I thought like my insides were getting ripped apart. And I thought maybe I had an ulcer or something that I'd aggravated. And the doctor seems to think that that might have been a gallbladder attack. And I had it happen to me a few more times after that. And he thinks that that might have been what it was. So this is something that predates my weight loss, I guess. So I think if you've got, you know, if you're on one of these weight loss medications and you have insurance paying for it, obviously for most people, paying for it out of pocket is not an option. So you might want to go, especially if you're part of South Coast Health, go to the website and see, you know, who you need to send a letter to. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails for you on the WBSM app. And if you are going to be gathering up some supplies for New Year's Eve, well, just want to make you aware that Stevie's Wine and Spirits has some special holiday hours coming up for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So on Wednesday, New Year's Eve, they're going to be open from 10 to 3. So they're going to be closing early on New Year's Eve. They're going to be closing at 3. So you want to get in there and get all of your partying supplies that hopefully you'll be consuming at home and staying at home. But you can pick those up from 10 to 3. And then on Thursday, New Year's Day, they're going to be closed. And then on Friday, January 2nd, they will reopen regular hours 10 to 8. So again, 10 to 3 on New Year's Eve. You have until 3 p.m. on New Year's Eve and then closed on New Year's Day. And when you stop in, they still have all kinds of great deals on some Christmas season beverages. They also have the Sam Adams Winter Pack, which is that'll be great for toasting New Year's Eve. For Christmas, I stopped in and I got some of the Taffer's Brown Butter Bourbon. I brought some of that to Christmas. It was a little strong for the non-bourbon drinkers in the house, but those of us who do like bourbon enjoyed it. I only had a couple of sips because, again, I can't really drink till this gallbladder comes out, and then for a little while after that. And then I brought the festive gin, cinnamon, cardamom, juniper, had kind of those Christmassy flavors. And nobody liked that but me. I'm the only person that likes gin. But those are just some of the holiday themed drinks. They also have winter and Christmas wines. and all kinds of other great stuff there, all on sale. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And don't forget, anything with a purple dot, you can try before you buy. So you can ask for a sample. Plus, if you are a wine drinker, don't forget they also have the little machine there by the door that allows you to sample. They always have four different wines in there for you to sample. And then next to that, they have the chiller. So if you buy a bottle of wine and you're going to be bringing it home and you want to have it nice and chilled for when you get home, you can just drop it into that little water bath there and that will chill it right up for you. So check out Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. All right, let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I guess I think, what am I, the first caller this morning?
You are.
From what I've been hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just calling to say, like I usually say, you know, I'm glad you're back on the radio. I know you people need time off. And maybe I'm being selfish, but, you know, it's been tough. You know, nothing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, to be able to turn the radio on and, you know, hear you talk. And,
all the regular guys were in Saturday.
I'm sorry?
The regular guys were all in Saturday.
Yeah, I know he was, but I don't know. I'm not going to get into that or give my opinion at this point, but I'm just, you know, I'm glad you're on and, you know, I look forward you talking because I mean you always talk about you know local things, different things, life things. It's not about beating the dead horse with the politics because it kind of becomes you know exhausting listening to all that. You know, like I've mentioned before when I've called you, you know, I'm an elderly person. I get up. I haven't turned my TV on in years in the morning because I really don't even want to hear any of that other stuff. And a lot of it, half an hour after half an hour, is all repetitive over and over. And it just, I don't know, it's just not a good way to start the day. So, you know, I look forward, regardless of whatever, I look forward to you being on the radio. And I was just, I don't think I heard you. What's the schedule for this week? Is it the same thing with the New Year's?
Yep, same as last week.
Okay. Yeah. Again, like I said, I know you guys all, you know, need time off for vacation. I know when I worked, I wanted time off. I didn't care. But I hope you had a nice holiday. And, you know, as far as Christmas and these holidays, when you get to be a certain age, you kind of want, you know, the holidays to be peaceful. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way life is nowadays, you would think that what we went through with COVID, you know, people being shut down and that first year of Christmas being kind of crappy, you know, that things would have changed. But I don't know what it is nowadays. Everything, you know, is about, you know, objects, material things. People really need to get back to like in the olden days, more family, having family together, everybody, whether it's a small family, big family, everybody getting along, not about the 5 million gifts and, you know, just, I don't know, the celebrations are just so different and it's pretty exhausting. It really is. Even when you're not a person that really has to be out there, you know, picking up and doing things like you used to do with that you had to do when you were young and you were raised in a family. But I don't know. I just feel it's kind of sad because you just expect things to be a little bit different.
And when
it's over, that's the sad part. It's like it comes and you're wishing for it to be over even before it's over. And, you know, I don't know. But anyway, that's just my two cents this morning about the holidays.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. And I hope whatever, you know, with your gallbladder, that everything goes good and that you're able to get back soon on the radio. Anyway, you have a good day, Tim. Okay?
You too. Take care.
Yeah. Bye.
And it shouldn't be too long that I'm out. But I do have to go out right now for a couple of minutes because I got one more break to get in. We'll be right back.